But I always think that when people, you know, and this goes for anybody who has an Instagram or anything in life, or people are giving you criticism that's maybe not the best. It's just, it's coming from a place where they can't love themselves, so they don't know how to do it in a loving way. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to Questionably Awesome, where I have my amazing co-host, Evans, sitting across from me. And we're both drinking coffee out of our... Is that your favorite coffee mug?
I really do like this one. It's not my top one, but it's up there.
Is it like a top five?
I would say it's a top five.
What makes a good mug, in your opinion?
I really think the thickness of the rim matters because...
Her lip is curved out on her mug. So do you like that?
I do like a curved lip.
Interesting.
Do you like a curved lip?
I don't. I feel as though the shape of my mouth might make it like it just, there's too many scenarios with a curved lip where it could slide into my face.
That's a great point. How about your handle? How do you like your coffee handle?
It's got to be big. Mm-hmm, I've got to be able to like really be able to hold on to the handle. Like when there's those little ones for like one or two fingers, I'm like, so frustrated.
Who has those delicate hands?
If you want to cause frustration in my morning, you're going to give me a mug with a one looper.
Wait.
Like where you have to hold it like this. It's a teeny
with
little
your
loop.
Index finger.
I'm like, who wants to apply that much pressure to their middle finger in the morning?
Absolutely not. And
too much performance.
You know, some of the nicer coffee shops, I feel like I'm going to sound so ridiculous right now, but they have no handles.
It's too much for me.
No handles on your mug. Like you just sip it.
Yeah. It's strange. How do you feel about that?
I like a handle for security.
Everybody wants a handle. Everybody needs a handle
on
their
mug. You need a handle.
If you don't need a handle, I want to know where you were raised that it feels as though you don't need one.
Oh yeah. It could be like kind of like soft drink and Coke. Like, you know how people call them different things. Maybe there's a coffee mug trend that we don't know about.
Have you been to Le Pain where you get like a bowl of coffee?
Yes.
And at first you're like, this is so cool. And then you realize you have to use two hands for it the whole time while you're on like a new friend date or something. And you're like, hold on, I'm going to just... Lap
you
this
just,
up.
Like, sip it up.
Like a kitten in front of you. So but I love Le Pain.
Me too.
If you don't know what it is a really cute like French cafe.
Yeah.
Good Lord. They have the best like salmon and poached egg.
Didn't we go there one time and do work one day and it was really fun?
We did.
That was really nice.
That was nice. And they usually play like French music. It's very, just like quaint.
And I think it's nationwide, right? So a lot of people could go there.
I don't know.
Or is it just here?
Well, I think it's like on the coast potentially, but I don't, it's not in the middle of the country yet.
Someday.
Someday, I hope, because it is really a special little place in my
personal
opinion.
It really is.
So how you been, Evans? How's your January shaping up?
You know what? January is going to be a really good month.
You feel that way?
I feel great about it.
So I know last week you were kind of like, what's going on in my life?
Yeah, I still feel that way, but I feel more confident about the confusion.
Like grounded?
Yeah.
How come? What's changed?
I think just making the choice to say it's a really weird transition right now. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to just suck it up and be comfortable with that.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm totally in the exact same place, to be honest. Like I think you're either in and you're I'm like, are we ready for this conclusion on life? Everybody buckle up. I'm going to sum up life right now.
Here we go.
You've been waiting for this your whole life. You're either in where you're, you know, where you think you're supposed to be or you're in your groove and you're probably like stressed or overwhelmed or looking for change, or you're in transition and you're wishing that you had a little more stability and boredom.
Yes.
Because humans are unless you decide to mentally and emotionally decide to be good with your, where you are right now in this moment, no matter what, you will always like find something to not be happy about.
Exactly.
Because transition is just another thing.
Yeah, it's just what happens.
It's literally a part of life. Right. If you're not going through frequent transitions, you're probably feeling restless.
Yeah, you ain't living.
You ain't living if you ain't transitioning.
That's right.
Ooh, ooh, Evans, it's a shirt for you. Ooh, ooh. Everyday transition and
speaking of transitions.
Yes.
Do you have a quote that you'd like to share?
You know what? That was a nice transition.
That wasn't it?
I really like what you did there. Let me just unlock my phone. Here we go. This is from Teresa Collins, and she says, you can never meet your potential until you truly learn to love yourself. And I think this really goes into what we were just saying. You'll never actually be happy with your life if you don't learn to be happy with just the transitions and the parts that aren't great. Amen. And it doesn't mean happy, right? I just said this to Chris on a walk the other day. I was like, you know what? Like trying to chase happiness every day is so challenging. So I just want to chase like being okay with wherever I'm at. And it's just like such an epiphany to be like, I'm going to chase having a good day and doing things that are fulfilling and connecting with people and like being grateful for good food and, you know, a house and just whatever I have, I'm going to be grateful for it because we are so, we've been watching like a lot of movies lately and a lot of them have been like not, they're awesome, but they're like depressing, like war movies. And I watched Midway and so many different things where you're like, whoa, we have not, even though this can feel like a somewhat unstable time in history, our day to day, if you're not soaking things in, if you're not on social media, can feel somewhat normal.
Yes.
So it's not like we, you know, I just think of all of these different war movies I've been watching. I'm like, it's not like we are, you know, going around hungry. Going hungry. Like we don't have a lot of, you know, I know some people have people away at war or in the army or, you know, in the Navy or whatever, but we don't have a ton of that where we're worried constantly.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. There are some people for sure, but,
absolutely.
You know, our day to day is pretty like status quo for the most part.
Yeah. We can go to Whole Foods.
Exactly.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Exactly. We can go to Whole Foods and pick out amazing organic peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
When life gets you down, go to Whole Foods and remember how freaking normal your life is.
Yeah. And get that Justin's peanut butter cup.
And open it while you're in the aisle. Yes. And they won't even like stop you because you'll be like, I'm saving the wrapper and I'm going to check out with it. What are you going to do about it?
Do you know at Trader Joe's, you can sample things? They'll like open them up for you if you've never tried them.
Really?
Seriously, they're really nice there.
So what do? You like go up to some rice crackers and you're like, I don't know if I like this brand.
Can I try these? And they'll open them up for you.
What if you want to try it with cheese as well?
Like make your own charcuterie platter. Be like, I want to make this.
Yeah. If you're like, you know what? I've never tried this type of Gruyere. But I need it on this rice cracker that I've never tried. And what if you're like, but no.
I feel like they would be open to it.
I'll
try it out.
You know, in California that if you put up a stink, they would just be like, ma'am, what other rice cracker do you want?
Yeah. Ma'am, whatever you want. It's fine.
And then you're like, wait, are these gluten-free?
How many calories? Where were these made?
Where were these? Is this sustainable?
Yeah.
Packaging?
California eating. It's a whole new world out here.
We got to make a song about it.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have a quote?
Oh, yeah. It's from Marianne Williamson, and she says, joy is what happens to us when we allow ourselves to recognize how good things really are. Wow.
Oh,
that's weird that we picked the things. They're very in line with each other.
We're kind of just picking quotes about like settling in.
Yeah.
You know, I just think it's like, I don't know. I put this quote up about like my age recently. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I'm 39. Yep. And some days I'm great with that. And then other days I'm like, what the holy.
Yeah.
Like,
what is this?
What is this? What is life reflecting back to me? And you're going to find and see what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And I just have been really focusing on why like aging as a female is such a freaking awesome thing.
Yes.
And like how you can just get better and better and better in your life or find the joy or whatever that looks like. But putting things into perspective, because man, if you let other people tell you what's up, I don't care if you're 15, 20 or 50, you're going to get answers that you don't want.
Right. You got to listen to you. Only you got to listen to you.
And you got to surround yourself with people that you love.
Amen.
Because at the end of the day, it's like, do I have relationships in my life that just, I can be at ease. I can be myself.
Yep.
Yeah. So you got a question, Evans?
Oh yeah.
We're going to do a mashup. You
too?
Heck yeah. Let's do a review.
It's really nice. It's from Mandy Sue Day.
Mandy Sue Day.
Mandy Sue Day.
Love it.
Lori's heartfelt and motivating messages are top of her game. When her co-host Evans joined, the podcast gained a playful and witty spirit that I absolutely adore. While listening to this podcast, I gained my first client.
Oh my gosh.
I also gained more self-appreciation and a big old healthy dose of laughter. This is my weekly bliss. Thank you, Lori and Evans. You have truly blessed my life. I love you guys.
Wow.
Wait, did I read that one before? I don't think I did. Okay.
I've never heard it. I think you read it to yourself like 20 times on a bad day.
I'll read this again. Thanks, Mandy.
Aren't those the best?
That was real. And congratulations on your first client, first of many.
That is so amazing. And I think that goes back to the quote of like, you can't fulfill your purpose till you love yourself. Way to go, Mandy.
Seriously.
Like finding things to be grateful for and just happy about and, you know, give yourself that time. And then all of a sudden, look at that. You then get clients, clicks. You feel good. You're appreciating other people.
Yep.
I think that a lot with like, you know, cause Evans, we both know like just in general and in life, like some people don't leave awesome reviews. And I always, now I'm at a place where I'm like, whoa, if you do that and it's not done in a constructive way, it's different when it's constructive.
Yes. Love construction.
Love construction. I love summers full of construction.
I love cranes.
Yeah. I love cranes. There's nothing like a good old crane.
Yeah. but constructive criticism.
Constructive criticism. But I always think that when people, you know, and this goes for anybody, you know, who has an Instagram or anything in life or people are giving you criticism that's maybe not the best. It's just, it's coming from a place where they can't love themselves. So they don't know how to do it in a loving way. And so I actually feel more compassion after the stinging, after the bee sting. I'm like, mother bee. Then I'm like, okay. Yeah, that was done by an angry bee. That, it's fine.
That person is just upset about something.
Just upset. This is happening everywhere in their life.
Yes.
So that makes it better. It's like, okay, it's not just me.
Yes.
It's everywhere.
And so. I know I've said things that I really wish I hadn't in the past.
Same.
You know those times when you've gossiped or something like that and you're like, oh.
I'll never forget this one time. I was really young and we had one of my, this is such a random thought, but it's very much like it was just burned into my soul.
Yeah.
It was one of those moments where I'm like, I'm never doing that again.
Oh, I hate those.
Like I just remember and you can't take it back and you just know you just hurt somebody to, you just might've changed the way they view the world.
Yes. Yes.
I was really young and my sister had this girl who was living with us for a while because she had, was like moving states and our family was always that family who like adopted people for like a couple months. And one of her friends came to live with us for a few months while she was like transitioning to a new state. Like I think she was probably 18 at the time, 17 or no, she was 18. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being a younger sibling, I was like annoyed that someone was living with us.
Yeah.
And I was saying these things to a friend who had come over, like she always needs attention and blah, blah, like really mean things. And I really loved her. I actually loved the girl, but I think you're just like upset about the attention dispersion, if that's a word.
Yes.
And anyway, I had talked all the smack for like 5 minutes and opened the door and she was standing there and just bawling. And she was like, I didn't know you felt that way. And it just hit me in the gut. Like I didn't even mean what I was saying. I was just saying it because I was feeling upset and wanted attention and didn't know how to communicate yet.
Right. And you're a teenager.
And I was a teenager. I was probably 13 years old. And I just remember I was like, I'm not ever going to do that again. It was the worst. And she just bawled her eyes out. And it was just weird after that.
Yeah.
Like nothing seemed to make it better, even though I'm really proud of looking back. I was like, I had said to her, like, you know, I did this out of attention, like for myself.
Dang, that's really wise.
Yeah. I actually can't believe that looking back, but I just remember you know why you're doing it when you're doing it. So anyway, yeah, if I can stop one person from those moments,
yes,
to be a little more conscious. But I think we've all had them, and that's how you learn. You learn from the burn.
Yeah, and it hurts. And there's nothing worse than knowing you've hurt someone from saying something stupid.
Oh, it's like hot stove syndrome. People are like, no, it's hot. You're going to burn yourself. You're like, but is it?
Yeah, and then...
Then
all hell breaks
out. It is! Well, at least now I know.
Yeah.
Knowing's half the battle. You have a question?
Yeah. Let's do it. It's about communication, ironically. Mm-hmm. This is from @al.lands. What are your struggles with communication and how have you moved on from those? Well, we know one
We know one. Okay. Oh, you know, I think communication is, it's going to be the thing that's going to get you the furthest in life. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be the thing that's going to hold you back from everything that you want.
Yeah.
Because communication, lack of communication in relationships will be the demise of your relationship, friend, lover, everything.
Yes.
Job, mm-hmm. team. Holy crap.
So
let me tell you, I am in communication right now and I'm really, really like, it's so fun once you start it though. It's so fun once you can say, hey, this is how I'm communicating. I'm just thinking of this with my team. Like we are really adopting the idea of radical candor. Mm-hmm. And it is like not letting one resentment or resistant thing go by without you saying it out loud in a loving way. And also like three loving things to one, you know, thing that is either needing to be critical or put out in the air, whatever that is.
Yeah.
That's been so powerful because I would notice like little things where I'd be irritated mm-hmm. and not say things and they just add up. And you don't look at the good things about that person or that thing that's happening. If you kind of like are just adding up and taking score of the things they're doing wrong, in your opinion, mm-hmm. they can't do the right things without you telling them. And they I'm just noticing the cohesiveness and the joy and the love that's happening between all of the people that I'm communicating with more openly.
Yes.
And it's such a cool thing when you sit across from someone and you're like, oh my God, this is so cool that we just had a tough conversation. We both feel better and now we can move forward.
So what brought you to that point of, was it just practice of just years of like, you know what? I just need to bite the bullet and get better at communicating.
What brought me to that point is knowing that all of my success and like fulfillment in relationships is only going to happen when I have tough conversations a lot.
Right.
And they don't seem tough anymore once you start this. They do, but they just seem like you're not going to not have them. It'd be like now that you have communication with Adam in the way that you want and you have a therapist to also help you communicate right now.
Yes.
It would be like having all of these ways of having, you know, being able to put out in the open how you're actually feeling and deciding to go back to resentment and not talking.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. You're like, no. Once you know what a clear channel feels like, it's like there's no blocks. There's no things blocked up anymore. So, you know, read books on communication, read Radical Candor. Anybody who has a question on communication or go listen to the 20-minute TED Talk. Cause come on, I know that 2% of you are going to go read Radical Candor.
Right.
So I'm going to stop right now. I'm going to order that book. Okay. Maybe, you know what? This is a pretty awesome crowd. So I'd say like 30% are going to read it. So go listen to the TED Talk, Kim Scott, Radical Candor, adopt it into your life, have the people that you love listen to it and be like, hey, I really want to try this. Mm-hmm. Is this a safe space for us to start communicating so that I don't, you know, hate you in my mind?
I love it.
Don't say that.
But. Yeah, but I know what you mean.
But you know what I'm saying.
Candor is really important. There's this book I always listen to. You know those books that you just keep on...
Keeping on with?
Keeping on.
Yeah, what is it? I need to know.
It's called 8 Habits of Love.
Oh, I've never...
It's my I think it's one of my favorite books.
Oh my God.
It's by this, it's actually a Reverend Ed Bacon. He was on Oprah.
Like his name already.
Right? Ed Bacon. What a name. And he has a really soothing voice too.
Oh.
So if you want to listen to something soothing, but one of his habits of love is candor and talking. He talks about like how you can use it at work, how you can use it with a partner.
Wow.
And it's just kind of being honest, but also kind in doing
it. Baconator.
The Baconator. I'm telling you, that book is amazing.
I need to listen to that.
You really do.
Is it good on, do you listen on audio or?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I'm going to have to listen to it.
And it's not, I know, even though it sounds, 8 Habits of Love sounds like it's like a marriage book or something, but it's not.
It's like a life relationship book.
Yes.
Yeah, totally. Because love needs to be infused in everything you do.
Like, yes.
literally to the stranger in the Starbucks line.
Exactly.
Because there are, everybody's going through their own thing.
Everyone
just
has
think
their
we're
own
so
stuff.
Separate. It's we're such freaks. Like, yeah. We walk around and we look at people like obstacle in my way.
Yeah,
idiot. And then if you look at them like, dang, like people are out in the world. Like somebody who is in line who's annoying you or taking too long might be the person who like engineered your vehicle that you're obsessed with.
Seriously.
And they just have trouble ordering because their mind is too big to take in the small like decision of ordering between blonde roast and Pike Place.
Yeah, Pike Place or blonde, a very tricky decision.
And they're like, this is too simple. I need more complexity. And you're mm-hmm. like, come on, it's not rocket science. And they're like, but that's what I do. I do rocket science.
Yeah, I actually do rocket yeah. science.
Like, I made your car. And you're annoyed with them. And you're just like, blonde yeah. roast, 2%. You're basic.
2%.
Listen, I was just reading or listening. I don't know what it was, but it was like somebody was saying, like, I pray for the basic. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I like that.
Like, oh, they're praying for me.
I am. I was just going to say, I think that's me.
What's our next cue?
Okay, the next cue is from at cbello4410. How do you balance life, work, working on yourself, and making sure you have time for others?
It's a great question. I really love that her parents went with just numbers, naming her. They're like, you know what? We have 10 kids. I can't even keep track of you. You are cbello4410.
4410.
Yeah. And they were
and your
huge
4411.
Huge Star Trek fans. They make them wear Star Trek pins around the house.
Yeah.
And they're like, before you talk, you touch this pin.
That's my dad. Okay, so I'm from a blended family, but I have three half sisters. And my dad calls us like daughter one, daughter two, daughter three. Daughter
smart man
he
right
mixes
there.
Up our names. All the time.
Smart man. And he doesn't want to show favoritism, right. You know? That's what I'm going to do with my kids.
One, two, three, or four.
Like number one. Actually, there is a, it's so interesting. You read, this isn't just from reading this. Are you ready for some basicness? Because yes. It's coming out of my mouth right now.
Yes. Let it pour.
Here we go.
Let it out.
This is not just from reading this book, but it is, was my first initial contact with this concept. Mm-hmm. Eat, Pray, Love.
Love that book.
How in India, when she went, and they have, you know, a firstborn, second, and third. They yes. all have the same names for firstborn, second, and third. So you know.
Oh, that's right.
So they all have like the same, I don't know if it's a partial name or full name. And I was like, that's so interesting. Mm-hmm. So when you meet someone, you know if that's a firstborn, a secondborn, or you know, whatever role yeah. they play in the family. And that just blew my mind.
That is crazy. I completely forgot about that part.
Well, got to go back and just yeah, immerse yourself.
It. That's a great book. I really
it's
like that
book.
It's
a movie as well if you just need yes, to go that see that. But I don't think they talk about it in the movie.
Well, they should.
You know, I loved that movie, but the book was just, you can't I compare to the book. So just read the book again.
Yeah, read the book because it's a really good book.
But everybody loves a good Julia Roberts. Okay.
But how do you balance, back to the question. Lori? How do you balance life, work, friends, self-love?
So
business.
I think that we can get better and better at this. And I know that we get this question every single podcast. We really do. Mm-hmm. This is the question of every year.
Of the century.
Of the century. Of life in general.
Yeah.
And I think it's just learning what works for you because you're going to balance in your mind, you're going to have to go against status quo. So you first, mm-hmm. I think you're going to have to let go of what the mainstream idea of balance should look like. So, you know, I think a yes. lot of us are breaking family patterns right now. Mm-hmm. And whatever that looks like, whether that's one person staying home with the kids or whether that's making sure you have 2 days off or whether that's, yep. I don't know what that looks like for you. For some people balance, they're like, you know, my family worked 7 days a week and they owned, you know, a liquor store or a grocery store. And I didn't, you know, balance to us was just all working together in the right. store every day.
Yeah.
So it's, you have to just decide what your balance is and then plan it. So Chris and I were just in, and I think we talked about this last time, but we were just in Laguna doing like our 2020 planning. And it's like, what is balance to us? Like what's important? So what is balance to you?
I think I'm trying to get to a point where things like working out, for instance, or eating healthy, those are just automatics in my life.
Yes.
So they don't feel like I have to do extra to balance them. Does yeah. that make sense?
Oh, 1,000,000%. I'm totally there. I'm actually just like, this is a part of my life. Mm-hmm. If you, So I talk to myself in the third person all the time because actually it works really well. I don't know if you know this, but like it is proven to actually work to talk to yourself as if you're talking to a friend. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I'm like making decisions, I'm like, okay, Lori, and it works. So try it.
I am.
Like you need to do it in a loving way. Like, okay, Evans, you know what? You know that in order for you to have a good day and to feel good, you have to support yourself with what you eat.
Yes.
And you know that as a human, you need to move or you're going to not feel good. You're going to treat the people you love poorly. Mm. So I'm just kind of like really talking to myself, like, what do you need today?
Yeah.
How about you give that to yourself as like a gift so that you can like gift other people and be the best version and also just feel happy tonight because life is long and it's short, but for the most part, life can be really long. So you better make sure that you're, you know, taking good care of yourself because nobody else is.
Nope. Because you gotta.
Nobody.
You're your number one.
Listen to me, moms, because someday I hope to be a mom and someday I hope to just like have you throw this back in my face.
Yeah.
Nobody else is going to take care of you and you have to show everybody else how to do it. Mm-hmm. We have to show our kids how to do it. We have to show our friends how to do it. Like I may not be a mom, but I think that I am, you know, hopefully an example to people of how to take care of yourself while you are doing the things that you want to do in your life.
Yes.
And that requires me to really mother myself. Like I'm constantly mothering myself in a loving tone and a loving voice. Don't get me wrong. I have my moments where my mom is very abusive, meaning not my mother, not my actual
not your
mom,
real mom,
the mom that is speaking to me in my head. Yeah. But yeah, just a more like motherly, nurturing best friend voice.
Yes.
Yeah. Can't wait to hear that voice in Evan's head.
Me too. I can't wait to talk to myself.
Yeah, try it today. Yeah. I'm serious. I can't wait to hear about it. Amp it up.
Yeah, I'm just going to make it nicer.
I am too. I'm amping mine up so we can hold each other to it. I'll try to ask you on the next podcast.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So do you plan it in as well? Like you plan in your...
My workouts and stuff?
Yeah, like your balance.
Yeah, my balance. It helps me if I have to pay for something.
Yeah.
So I will have to go or else I lose money.
Yep.
So that helps me balance working out.
It's huge.
It's huge.
It is.
And just making dates with people, which I'm really trying to be better about being the person who asks rather the person who, you know what I mean?
Oh, totally.
I gotta ask.
Yeah. I have it on my list right now, like to set in couples dates and friend dates. Mm-hmm. So as soon as I get a moment, which truly I'm not putting it off. It's on my list.
Yes.
But really when I get a moment to like sit and be really intentional with like, oh, I want to connect with this couple or these people or whatever, and then get them on the calendar.
Exactly.
And keep them.
Keep it. I guess balance, you're always trying to keep balance. It's a constant thing that you're going to have to struggle with. And I feel like it's impossible. You can't be, especially for women, you can't go to work. You can't run your business. You can't be a mom to 8 amazing children and show up to all of their things and be an amazing partner and look amazing. How are you I feel like that's impossible.
You know,
is it? I don't know.
We got to get Octo Mom on here.
You can't have your 8 children. I don't know why I said 8.
But you know, 8 was a very popular number of children back in the day too.
Yeah.
So that's you're probably channeling Octo Mom.
Yeah. Adam's
wonder
dad
how she's
is
doing.
One of 8.
Seriously. Really?
Yeah. He has 7 uncles.
Good Lord.
I know. Huge.
Sounds like a movie.
It's a great movie.
Adam should make a movie called 7 Uncles. Get on it, Adam. I want to watch it. Use our amazing videographer. Let him know.
Okay. I'll tell him.
Do you think it'd be a boring movie or like a really spicy one?
Oh, I think it'd be really spicy.
I have to tell you this. This is hilarious.
What?
So my parents like saw us making vision boards and they know we do it every year. And they're like, let's make some vision boards.
What did they put on theirs?
My mom is like, George, why do you have a jalapeno in the middle of your vision board?
Why?
He said, because I want to spice up my life.
Stop it.
I literally like laughed. I was like, that is the cutest thing. And let's get a little more clear because you might somehow just like, I don't know, like inherit a jalapeno farm on accident.
He's not wrong.
No, he might be at a restaurant and just like get some spicy jalapeno.
He's
and
going
be like,
nuts on the jalapeno.
Oh no, I manifested this. Anyway, I had to share that. So Evans, we're closing up shop today.
Yep. Talk to yourself.
Talk to yourself in a loving way. Mm-hmm. Your best friend, your most motherly voice. What should we leave them with?
Spice up your life.
Spice up your life. People out of the world, spice up your life. Every boy and every girl, spice up your life. Goodbye. Woo-hoo. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.